listening to To The Max.
To The Max.
Only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. What's going on, everybody? This is Max, your host for To The Max. And tonight we got an amazing show. It's our first YouTube star search. Now, we have some fantastic YouTubers coming on tonight with over a million hits on their YouTube videos. So we're going to do this throughout the show, in the coming shows throughout the year, for the new year. And we're going to have a fantastic time doing it. And I'm trying to link up right now with the production company, my friends actually producers, to see if our YouTubers after this star search are going to win. Anyway, we'll get into that into the show. I've got my co-host coming on, Cherub. And I think she's going to be the co-host for my new show in 2009. But before we go anywhere else, I've got to have a moment of silence right now because Eartha Kitt died on Christmas Day. So everyone, a big moment of silence to Eartha Kitt. Okay, this is radio, so we can't have that much silence. But Eartha Kitt, I have an amazing quote from her. The river is constantly turning and bending, and you never know where it's going to go and where you'll wind up. Following the bend in the river and staying on your own path means that you are on the right track. Don't let anyone deter you from that. Eartha Kitt, you're a legend. You're in our thoughts always, and you definitely left a mark being the sexiest Catwoman on this earth. So Eartha Kitt, and also to my dear friend Kathy LeBlanc. I know you two are rocking it right now up in the heavens. Imagine being in heaven tonight. You got Eartha Kitt. You got my friend Kathy LeBlanc. You got, oh my God, Luther Vandross. You got everybody up there chilling. So anyway, here we go with the show. Birthday shout-outs. You know I love to do it. It's my show. So I got to say happy birthday again to Eva LaRue. Her birthday was last week. And also Gail King. Happy birthday. You know, Gail King and I did that book with Al Roker, Big Shoes. Go get your copy. I've got to say happy birthday tomorrow to my dear sweet Lulu D'Andrea. It's your birthday. Happy birthday. To Melissa Pino, to Roger, to Christian, to Zvi, to Denise, to Matt, and Patricia. Happy birthday to you all. Have a wonderful birthday this week. And, you know, tear it up. What can I tell you all? It's been a wonderful week. Christmas. Thank God it's over. I saw the movie Doubt and really was not impressed by it. My favorite Christmas gift this year I got was a big check. So after all the stuff that I told you to get, I forgot to tell y'all, sometimes when in doubt, just give money, right? That's what we all need sometimes. So I was chilling on YouTube, and it's a fun place to go, you know, YouTube.com. And I decided one day that I'm going to have on YouTubers and have a huge show about it and do a YouTube star search with singers that are on there. So tonight my first guests are Robbie and Stacy, or Stacy and Robbie, which is their MySpace page. So check out myspace.com/Stacy and Robbie, and we're going to have them coming up on the show. And I know that my co-host just walked into the studio, and that is Cherub. So what is going on?
Nothing too much. Enjoying this chilly Sunday. How about you?
Oh, my God. Where are you? You're in the studio, but which studio are you in?
The studio in L.A., silly.
I know. But you said, it, you know, I'm in New York, so I don't know how cold it is out there, but
oh, anyway. It's so nice. It's nice. Is it freezing in New York?
It was 60 degrees today.
Oh, okay. So it wasn't terrible.
Yeah. So not that bad.
Actually, yeah, and it's nice in LA. It's still a little nippy, but it's beautiful. The sun was out shining today.
Cool. All right.
Yeah.
So, you know, we have our first ever YouTube star search tonight.
YouTube star search. I'm so excited. I can't wait to see who you have coming up.
You don't even know. It's so exciting. I phoned them. They are so excited. It's their first radio interview. They have over a million hits on YouTube.
Wow.
Yeah. Stacy and Robbie, go on YouTube.com.
Stacy and Robbie.
Tell everybody. They're coming on in just a little bit. We're going to play a couple of their songs. They do cover songs. And, you know, you're a singer, so you can appreciate this girl's voice. And when I heard,
absolutely.
I was tripping. And when I was talking to some of my producers for the show, I was like, should we do this? I was like, absolutely. And I was like, we're going to do a YouTube star search on here on To The Max, right? And LA Talk Radio. So I want to tell you all, call in 323-203-0815. when Stacey and Robbie come on, or if you want to talk to Cherub and I, we're here on Live on To The Max. How was your Christmas?
Christmas was excellent. It was extremely quiet and intimate. It was just me and my husband, but it was so nice.
Fantastic.
So nice. How about yours?
It was family, so you know it was good times, good times.
A lot of people, huge family, right?
Well, it's not that it's huge, it's just that it's crazy, so, you know.
Do you have one of those crazy families where everyone is just like...
You know how it is. But I forgot, I had to give a shout-out to my friend Ryan. He's out in L.A. listening, so Ryan, here's a shout-out to you. Do you have any shout-outs you want to give to anyone?
Ryan? Currently, Taisha. Which, you know, you've met my
of
best
course.
Friend, love her. She's in New York, though. She's not out in L.A. Shout out to her.
My big up East Coast. What's up, girl? But, yeah.
So Stacey and Robbie. Now, they do cover songs. Are they a brother and sister duet group or what?
You know what? They're not. I know they're very good friends because I know that Stacey, when we have her on, we're going to ask her all these questions. But I know she's engaged. And so, and she actually met her fiance at a Christian youth something. So we're going to find all that out. But
Awesome. Yeah,
before we talk about them, you know, it's New Year's this week.
Mm-hmm.
New Year's is
in a few days.
Here. What are you doing?
Well, I'm going to spend New Year's in church.
Good for you.
And I will be spending it with the Lord. But right after that, we're going to get crazy at the Paramount lot. So I'm going to make sure I bring in the New Year appropriately. And then I'm going to go and get crazy to celebrate the New Year appropriately.
That's how you do it.
Yeah, what are you doing?
You know, Delta's the way I fly. Delta.com is taking me. I'm going to Florida, to Miami. I'm going to do a couple parties there. And then, I don't know if I might be doing something in Bahamas, too, that night. And then be back, because
my
friend Mel Tijan, y'all know her, White Club sister, was on my show. She's getting married. So
that's
a destination wedding. So we're going to, you know, there's a lot going on this week. So we got New Year's weddings, birthdays, we got everything going on.
Everything
but, you know,
going on this weekend.
And I want to tell you about something that I discovered this week before we get into the show and have Stacey and Robbie on. I was watching TV, and I love fast food, I'm not going to lie. And there is something that Burger King did, and it's called WhopperVirgins.com. And what it is, they talk about how the hamburger is a culinary culture, this whole thing. And it's really incredible because what they're doing is they're taking the Whopper and the Big Mac across the world to people who've never eaten it before.
No way.
Are getting the real – so it's called WhopperVirgins.com. Check it out if you get a chance.
WhopperVirgin.com, and they're just going to foreign countries
and having people taste a Whopper or a Big Mac, and that's the ultimate test.
Well, I can honestly tell you, I mean, I'm a huge hamburger eater. I love all kinds of hamburgers, and the Whopper is definitely one of my favorites. So people are going to be hit with something else, and they'll probably never go back.
And it, you know, they didn't know how to eat it. Like, they've never seen a hamburger before, so they're like trying to figure out how to pick it up. It was wild.
What country is this now?
They go all over. They were like in Nepal. They were in Estonia. They were all over the world. And people, you know, we're just used to it. So WhopperVirgins.com. Check it out. It's a good documentary.
WhopperVirgin.com.
You know. And also, I found out, you know, I got like to hook up my people. There's free kids. Kids Night on Broadway is free. Get your kids tickets for free. You know, Rosie O'Donnell, whether you love her or not, she does it every year. And go to kidsnightonbroadway.com. Keep Broadway going. Bring your kids out and give them something to love. The shows that are on are going to be so many, from Billy Elliot, The Little Mermaid, Gypsy, The Lion King, Mary Poppins, Phantom of the Opera, Shrek the Musical. So you got a bunch of stuff. Off-Broadway, you have Altar Boys and Stomp.
Nice.
Go.
I love Kids Night musical.
Yeah.
Have you seen Wicked? Have you seen Wicked?
Yes, and that's one of them on there, too.
Oh, Wicked is an amazing musical. If you have not taken your kid to see to see Wicked, you must go today. Or maybe tomorrow, because today is
whatever.
Late.
And go
take
on
them tomorrow.
Yep, and go on kidsnightonbroadway.com and get a free ticket for them.
Excellent.
Yeah, check that out.
Excellent.
So, and you know what? I want to play. You know what, everyone? We're going to do this. Let's play, Sam, when you get a chance to throw on. We're going to play for you, If I Were a Boy. It's a song that Beyonce did. And I want you to hear it because I want you to tell me afterwards if you think it's Beyonce or if you think it's Stacey. So, Sam, Cherub, get ready to get your mind blown by this girl. You're a singer, so I want to hear your opinion afterwards.
Sam,
can we get If I Were a Boy, and then we're going to have Stacey and Robbie up on Sid and Max on LA Talk Radio with Max and Cherub tonight.
Sounds good.
If I were a boy, even just for a day, I'd roll out of bed in the morning and throw on what I wanted and go. Drink beer with the guys and chase after girls. I'd kick it with who I wanted and I'd never get confronted for it, 'cause they stick up for me. If I were a boy, I think I could understand how it feels to love a girl. I swear I'd be a better man. I listen to her. So they think that I was sleeping alone. I'd put myself first and make the rules as I go, 'cause I know that she'd be faithful, waiting for me to come home, to come home. If I were a boy, I think I could understand. Oh, oh, yeah, how it feels to love a girl. I swear I'll be a better man. I listen to
What do you think, Miss Cherub?
Well, that is definitely Stacey, because I'm an avid Beyonce listener, and I could tell difference in tonality and style. But that Stacey has a very strong voice. It's
amazing,
beautiful.
And found her on YouTube with over a million hits on all their songs. They have a couple videos up.
Wow. And that's
unbelievable.
A great record. That's a great record to cover.
Right? So you know what, Sam? let's get them on to the Max with Max and Cherub tonight. Stacey and Rob. And Rob did all the keyboards. Robbie. He did all the keyboards.
Oh, get out of here. Get out of here.
So big up
That's
to Robbie.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So Robbie
and
is,
we're
going to
get them.
Okay, what? We're getting them on the line. We're getting them on the line.
Right now. Right now. Here we go. Their first radio interview to the Max.
Yeah.
Hello, you're live on To The Max, and I have Stacey and Robbie, YouTubers, YouTube stars with over a million hits to their songs, and I welcome you with Cherub to The Max. Stacey and Robbie, what's up?
Hey, Max, what's up?
What's up? I've got
how you doing?
I've got Cherub on. Record. We heard it. You have an amazing voice. Amazing.
So that's Cherub. She's my host. And I think we have. Do you guys hear a little bit of a technical difficulty back there? Or is that just me?
Yeah, a little bit.
We do. It's kind of like staticky.
It is a little staticky. So I think we just need you to talk the whole time. But here we are. So what's up, guys? What are you doing? How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing okay.
Yeah.
We're kind of nervous, actually.
Are you?
There's nothing to be nervous about.
Tell them, Cherub. Right.
just a couple million listeners. It's all good.
All good. So, Stacey, I've got to ask you right off the bat, Stacey, how did you get into singing?
Well, it actually just started when I was younger. I just had like a lot of role models, such as like Mariah Carey, Whitney Houston, Celine Dion, and stuff like that. But I never really performed in front of others, you know, not like only in front of like family and friends. Until Robbie actually heard me at one of my family parties, and he was like, yeah, you should sing at a talent show at school or whatever. And so I did it, and I guess it just, you know, happened from there. I started performing live and just singing and performing at our Youth for Christ organization, and that's all.
That's where you met your fiancé.
What was that?
Is that where you met your fiancé?
Yes, from YFC. It's a Youth for Christ organization. And I just met him through there, and
awesome. It sounds like you've been singing in the church choir. It sounds like that's where you were raised, was singing in the church.
Well, actually, because of Weep for Christ, we've been like performing at church and stuff like that. I think that's what's helped us develop our confidence and chemistry with each other as musicians.
Right.
Robbie, when did you start playing the piano, Robbie, and just instruments in general? Because you play the piano, the guitar. What else do you play?
I play a little bit of saxophone, but very little. But I think piano is my main instrument. But I started when I was a young boy. But the ironic thing is that I hated the piano when I was younger. And I was reintroduced to it when I was 13 or 14 years old, and I started playing in church. And that really just ignited something within me and wanted me to further my lessons and my craft, pretty much. So if it weren't for church, or if it weren't for all that, I wouldn't have gone so far, pretty much.
Exactly.
But,
right.
Yeah, I really think I'll do a lot of that.
How old are you guys?
We're both 23.
Yeah.
23.
Oh, babies.
You see?
I just now, old.
You know, Cherub is also a singer. So, you know, Cherub's got his stuff. And Cherub is my co-host. You know, last week I was thinking about having a co-host for the show, and then Cherub is the one that I'm going to be using. That's my girl. So she's a singer. And when we decided to do this YouTube star search, and when I wanted you to be my first guest, I was like, wait till you hear them. So I'm so glad that you guys are on the show. Now, I got to ask you know, you have over a million hits combined. We couldn't figure out the exact math because you have so many videos on there. But you have over a million hits.
Wow.
And the majority of them came with this song, If I Were a Boy. How does that feel to have, you had like 240,000 hits with just that song alone. How did that feel?
Yeah.
Wow.
It felt pretty overwhelming because we didn't have that much of a response. I mean, you know, like the other videos that we had, it kind of just gradually grew, like the views.
Wait, I have to interrupt you. You're modest because your other songs, you had the lowest ones I saw were like 5,000 hits. The majority, you have like 75, 80, 100,000 hits, so you're very modest.
She's like, we didn't get a million hits this one. We only got 990,000.
Oh, no, that's right.
You know, that is so low for us.
So how did it feel to get 240,000 hits on one song?
Yeah, it was crazy. Like, we couldn't believe it. It was overnight, like an overnight kind of growth.
Yeah.
And we were just surprised, you know, because, you know, we really didn't get that much response as big as this video that we did.
And especially because we made it a piano version, because usually the song that Beyonce does, If I Were a Boy, it's done in a guitar. But we kind of wanted to change it up. So having it on piano was kind of risky, but we wanted to do it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And the response to it, I think it was mind-boggling. I didn't know if we were going to get 200,000.
Yeah, we didn't think it would, you know, do as well as it
has. As it did, yeah. So,
and it's climbing. Yeah. I mean, I remember when I first discovered you guys, it was like, you know, the first week. So you had like maybe 1,900. And then it jumped from like 1,000 to like 70,000. So then I was in Italy and it was like 150,000. And I'm like, what is going on? And then I was like, I need to get in touch with you all before someone else grabs you. So, but I have to do a quick thing. I have to tell my callers tonight, we're taking calls. So if you want to dial in, the number to the max is 323-203-0815. That's LA Talk Radio studio number. Call us. Talk to Cherub. Talk to my YouTube stars tonight.
Stacey and Robbie.
Salam, Cherub. I'm to the max. So, I want you guys to call in. If you call in, just make sure it's from an unblocked number because the switchboard gets a little funky. So,
So, now you guys met in high school. Is that right?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
We did. Actually, it's funny because we were in the same homeroom together our freshman year. And little did we know that, give it 3 years, we would be musical partners. So it's just crazy how things really turned out. And now we're really good friends. I'm really good friends with her fiance, Justin. We're like best friends. And things are just looking really good for us. So.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Now, do you guys only do cover records or do you produce something and then you guys write something new? Or how do you guys work as a team?
We actually have a lot of songs that we have written that we haven't released yet. And the reason why is because we kind of just want to build up a big fan base in a way. So by doing covers, we have a lot of people that are listening to, okay, that's a cover by Beyonce or by Rihanna. And when we have enough subscribers or whatnot, we would want to release our singles. We actually we have a single that we did called Hold On Please. And we won a competition in Ohio. For that song,
Oh wow!
We would like to release that tune.
Is that where you guys are from? You're from Ohio?
No,
we're actually from California.
Okay.
It's called Milpitas. It's a little city called Milpitas. We're really close to San Jose, but if you're not really familiar with San Jose, the closest would be San Francisco. So we're in the Bay Area.
Okay. I grew up in Pinole. I don't know if you've heard of
Pinole.
Did
you?
Yeah.
I grew up in New York, so I don't know what any of you are talking about right now. I'm a New Yorker. But anyway, so...
It's like, go ahead.
What were you saying, Cherub?
No, I was saying, you're like, it's not Rome, it's not New York. I don't know.
Right.
I don't know the little town.
We're in there.
It really is. It's a tiny, tiny truck stop town. Okay, so that's exciting. So you guys grew up in the Bay Area.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Exactly.
And now, how many competitions have you entered and how many have you won?
Well, the one that we won was for Youth for Christ. It's kind of like a conference of...
thousands upon thousands of youth that gather. We were chosen from our state to represent our original song, and so we won for the Southwest region, and it was pretty it was a good night.
Oh, that's amazing.
Now, if people want to find you besides on YouTube, you guys have a MySpace page too. What's your MySpace page?
It's myspace.com/StaceyandRobbie.
And that's A-N-D, not the and, A-N-D.
Yeah, A-N-D.
Clarify. Mm-hmm. Now, what did you want to do?
We have a few like MP3s on there that you could add.
And you could always come back here. to the max, we go into archives. So after the show, if your friends miss this show, have them hit us back up at LA Talk Radio. Then go right into my archives.
Definitely.
Your interview is going to be on here. You're more than welcome to let people come here. It's fun. But so what's going on? Like, what's going on now that you've started you know, the sensation of winning competitions and becoming a million plus hitters on YouTube. What's next for you guys?
Yes, what's the next step?
You know, I think that just continuing with our music and just really doing it because we love doing it. And I don't know. We never really imagined it to be this big. I think we came into this. Hello?
Yeah. Hi, you know what? We've got a caller on the line. So, caller, are you there? You're live in the box.
Yes.
Hi, who's this?
This is Ryan Gutierrez.
Hi, Ryan.
Hi, Ryan.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Where are you from? Where are you from, Ryan?
I'm from San Francisco.
Oh, Bay Area.
Bay Area.
Well, we're glad you called in. Do you have a question for Stacey and Robbie?
I do. For Robbie, I just want to know your influences, because I know from Stacey, she said that it was Celine Dion, Whitney Houston. And for Robbie, like, who is it that inspires you to do what you do?
That's a good question.
I have probably just one, like God, I guess. I really thank God for a lot of the things that I've learned from the piano, the guitar. If it wasn't for the church and playing there every Sunday and, you know, learning from other people, I wouldn't have gotten so far. So besides God, I think I'd have to say probably my parents, of course, my friends, and my relatives. And Stacey, of course. Stacey inspires me to become a better pianist so that our YouTubes will become more better.
Now, are there any producers that you are just in complete awe of when you hear some of their tracks or their music or hear them play the instruments? You're just like, oh, my gosh, that is who I want to be like. Is there anybody like a Timbaland or a Rodney Jerkins or...
I think I listen to like a lot of like Ryan Leslie's stuff. His music is like amazing, and I really like Timbaland too. There's a lot of talented producers out there who like have a lot of really perfect songs, and it's just
they do.
Yeah.
Well, you know what, Ryan? Thanks so much for calling in.
Thanks, Ryan.
Yeah.
No problem.
And have a happy New Year.
You too, guys. I love you, Robbie and Stacey.
Happy New Year.
Love you. Well,
you too. Bye, Ryan.
Thanks, Ryan, from San Francisco.
No problem.
All right.
So that's a great question from
nice
you.
Guy.
So sorry, I'm just like, I have people texting me right now. They're like, oh my God, who's on your show right now? They sound so much fun. I get texts, I do this interactive show thing. But so what do you guys have planned for New Year's?
Well, for me, I think just spending time with my family. I don't know exactly what's planned. It's usually last minute, but definitely with family and friends.
How about you, Robbie?
I think that for New Year's, I'm probably just going to spend it at home with my family. And we usually, we spent New Year's with the family. So we probably just all get together and have a little party and celebrate the New Year.
Definitely.
Right.
Oh, that's
yeah,
nice.
Hopefully
this New Year's
family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny.
New Year,
hopefully.
What's going on? One at a time. This is like The View all of a sudden.
Can I be Barbara Walters?
You know what? I'm actually going to have to say hold on because we got another caller, and it's a 646 number. So, caller, you're live on To The Max. Who are you, and where are you?
Hi, Max. It's Elizabeth.
Hi, Elizabeth. Where are you calling from?
New York.
Well, you're on with Max, Cherub, Stacey, and Robbie. So do you have a question for Stacey or Robbie?
Oh, I just want to know how old they were when they got started. Maybe they already said that because I saw them on YouTube. How old were they when they first started?
Let's see, how old were we? I think like in high school we were about like sophomores or juniors. I think
yeah,
it was about
junior.
17 years old.
16, 17.
Wow. Yeah, so 2002.
Yeah, and
so.
It's funny because when I first heard Stacey, I was at her family party, and I was eating like barbecue or something. And then you know, when you're eating, of course, you're focused on your food and. You know, you want to have a good time eating, right? And then all of her, you know, relatives were singing karaoke, a big thing in the Filipino culture. And so they were singing karaoke, and then all of a sudden Stace comes, and I was like, okay, cool, Stace, go for it. And she was singing a song called Butterfly by Mariah Carey. And once she sang into that microphone, my jaw just dropped. I think the food came out of my mouth. I don't know what happened, but then at that moment, I knew, like, wow, Stace, you're crazy. Good.
No, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Well, thank you so much,
she's
Elizabeth.
She's honest about that.
Thank you.
Thanks, Elizabeth from New York.
Good luck, thanks, you guys.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. We love you, too.
We love you.
Bye, Elizabeth.
With your New York callers. And that is not someone I even know, so that's the best part right there. So, people are listening. You know, we've had calls from, like, Dubai and stuff, and I'm like, what? And then people, you know, it's great. You know what? We got another caller. So, caller, you're live onto the max. Who's this?
This is Catherine.
Hi, Catherine.
Hi,
where are you calling from?
Hi,
Catherine.
Hi.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Fremont.
Right.
California.
Yeah, from California. Do you have any questions, Stacey or Robbie?
I do, actually. I know that Robbie plays a lot of instruments, but I want to know if he sings.
Oh, if I sing? You know what?
That's a good question.
I do sing, but then it's very rare, like very, very
rare. Like, do you sing in the shower?
Like,
are you a singer
in the
shower?
Yeah, like the shower singer rare?
No, actually, I don't really sing in the shower. The only time I do sing is when, I guess for church, and when I try to teach Stacey a song that I've wrote, I try to show her, but I'm very, very shy singing in front of Stacey. Like, she's so good, you know?
You know what? So, I'm actually going to, let's play another song from Stacey, because we want to hear, now, we're going to play the song Heaven Sent. Robbie, what instrument are you playing in this? Are you on guitar or are you on piano?
I'm on the keyboard. I'm on the piano.
On the keyboard. Cool. Well, thank you so much, caller, and have a wonderful New Year, and thanks for calling
in.
Thanks, Catherine.
Happy New Year.
All right. So we're going to play a little bit of the song. We're not going to play the whole song just because of time. Okay. And I hear, like, this whole ooh going on. All right, cool. So anyway, Sam, if we can get Heaven Sent played, we'll play a couple minutes of it so we can get back to our interview with Stacey and Robbie here on To The Max with Max and Cherub. What's up, Cherub?
What?
It's been, you may have got your heart broken a few times in the past, it never lasts as long as it used to, you don't feel as good as it used to, before, and everything you used to say, thing you used to do, went right out the door. Ooh, no more will you be the one, that's what you tell everyone around you, but you know that.
Heaven Sent. There you go, Stacey and Robbie. YouTubers, check them out. Killing it onto the max in a good way.
I love that. That's one of my favorite Keisha Cole records, too. I love that song.
When you are
hitting them notes. Yeah.
Thank you.
Get it.
get it, Stacey.
You know, I wanted to play the whole song, but then I'm like, you know what? Let people go check them out on YouTube. Let that reach over 2 million.
Yes.
So, but yeah, no, yeah, that's amazing. It's like, you know, I love that we can now, with the internet and stuff, go on places and discover people and find people and get their story. And that's what my show's about, is getting your story. Why are you doing this? Why do you want to do this? And I'm glad that you guys are actually here. It's great to have you on. So,
Absolutely.
We're glad that it's done so well, too. We just, you know, kind of did it for fun, and it kind of grew to what it is now, and it's just crazy.
Yeah.
It's
blessed. What it's supposed to be, you know? So that's that. You can't fight fate. That's what I always say. But I'm going to take
it. Also,
you can't fight fate. It's the truth. But callers, if you want to call in, the number here is 323-203-0815. Unblock your phones. Don't get mad at me. Get mad at the switchboard. But call in. So we're here. want to take another call before our time is up, because, you know, we got to wind the show down pretty soon. And, you know, New Year's is coming around the corner, you guys. So do you have – speaking of that, I want to know, do you have any New Year's resolutions?
Oh, that's a good one. Well, actually, I'm finishing up my last semester. So I think my resolution would be to not procrastinate, because I'm the biggest procrastinator, and it's not good. So this is going to be my last semester. I have to do really well. So
all right.
Where do you go to school, Stacey?
I go to San Jose State University.
Oh, okay,
so,
cool.
So I think that's one of my biggest resolutions.
And what about you, Bobby?
What about you, Rob?
I think that for me, it's simple. Just try to become a better person. I mean, I don't want to be the same that I was last year. I mean, this year, I want to be better, you know, as a better a better person, a better friend, a better...
Yeah, that's true. Me too.
You know what I say?
She's like, that's my New Year's resolutions, too. Progression.
I'm full of quotes, so... I'm going to share something with you that someone told me, and change doesn't change until you change. So if you want to be that better person, you got to change to be that better person. But
you got to do it. And what'd you say?
I was going to say, I know you got a resolution, Cherub. What's yours?
I'm going to be real honest. I heard a saying last year around New Year's. This is by the famous Will Smith. And when they asked him what was his New Year's resolution, his response was, I don't believe in New Year's resolutions. Because whatever you should be doing in the New Year, you should be doing that now. And that is what I'm going with. I'm not waiting for January 1st. Whatever I want to do or I say I'm going to do, I need to start that today. So that is my New Year's resolution.
Excuse me. But, you know,
What about you, Max?
I share a lot of things on my show, but to tell you all the truth, I don't feel there's much I need to resolve because everything is pretty good. So I really don't have.
Max is like, I'm pretty perfect. Yeah, no, nothing to change.
You know what? If there's someone, this is my resolution. If you feel someone out there listening that I should change something, email me at max@maxtucci.com and let me know what you think I should change. But because other than that, you know, I mean, life, every day is a change. So I really, you know, I go with the flow.
True.
That's my resolution. But I know that we got people who want to lose weight. So I'm going to have someone come on next week. We'll talk about that. But
for sure.
I say fat is the new black. You know, it's like, you don't, that's the new, it's like, what's the new color? Black, pink, red? I'm like, fat. I feel good. I gained a few pounds and I like it. I ain't gonna lie. McDonald's tastes good. You like your Burger King, Chair.
Oh, stop it. You look good, Max. You look excellent. Stop it.
Yeah, I look excellent. Speaking of fast food, do you guys have any? I know this is a crazy question, but I was at McDonald's for dinner tonight with my niece, and we were having some chicken nuggets. Do you guys have any favorite fast food?
Probably In-N-Out for me.
In-N-Out
is the top. Top is In-N-Out.
Well, we don't have In-N-Out on the West Coast. On the East Coast. I don't even know what coast I'm on. On the East Coast, we don't have
In-N-Out. Where are you?
I'm in New York, so I don't have In-N-Out.
There is no In-N-Out on the East Coast. There is definitely no In-N-Out on the East Coast. But, you know, another thing that New York doesn't have either, which is... But New York has White Castles.
which California does not
have.
Yeah,
they have that, yeah.
We actually tried that, too. It's pretty good.
You guys are chicken. You get you a couple of chicken with pickles. Goodness gracious. I'll eat four of those things in a row.
All right. So now you guys, I know that you have, like, all these people watching you, and there's going to be more people watching you, especially now, you know, not that because you're just on my radio show, but I believe that, you know, when you put something out there and you put out there with positive energy and you do what you're supposed to be doing and, you know, you're fulfilling your destiny, that it comes back to you and comes back to you in a massive way. So what do you want to tell people out there? You know, you do have a fan base. You have a million people watching you. So what do you want to tell your fans?
Oh, well, I'd just really like to thank the fans because, you know, without them, we wouldn't have, you know, gotten this far, like an interview or even doing anything as far as music-wise. I think our fans push us to really want to inspire them and, you know, do more music and record more and, you know, just get our music out there for them.
Yeah, I think, at least for me, for our fans, if they have a dream in their heart, they can do it. I never knew that I was going to be like this on the piano or on the guitar, but, I mean, if you have a dream and you really work hard at it, there's no way you could fail.
Yeah.
You know, so I think that for all our fans, if you guys really have a dream for music, go for it, pursue it, and I'm pretty sure you guys will go far like Stacey and I have been, hopefully. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you guys have a great vibe, really great.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
You guys do, too.
Yeah,
very
definitely. You just continue to try first and work hard, and you'll get there.
That's the
truth. You know, you're already talented, so you work hard. Good for you.
What did you say, Stacey?
Well, I said hopefully we do get far.
You will get far. Don't hope. No, that's what I say. Don't hope. No.
You know you'll get far.
Right? What is faith? Faith is the evidence of things. But yeah. So, preacher, Max. No. You know, Eartha Kitt died. You guys know.
Santa Baby. Oh.
Speaking of phenomenal musicians. So, will you guys do a favor for me? Will you do your next YouTube clip as an Eartha Kitt song?
What was that, Earth to?
You know Eartha Kitt, the original cat lady, the
Eartha
Santa
Kitt.
Baby woman? Yeah, Eartha Kitt.
Oh, my God.
She died.
She passed away.
Did she? I'm sorry.
So, I want you guys to find a song from her and totally put that up there in memory of Eartha Kitt. Mm-hmm. Do that favor.
Yeah, definitely.
She's awesome.
Yeah, we'll definitely look it up, practice it, record it just for you. Just for you guys.
We got a caller on. So this is going to be my last caller of the night because we got to wrap the show pretty soon, but caller, you're live on To The Max. Who's this?
Hey, it's Cindy calling.
Hey, Cindy, what's up? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Boulder, Colorado.
And say hi to Stacey and Bob.
First of all, I want to tell you guys your story. I'm great. You guys are fantastically talented, and I think Max, you get the most interesting guests, and you have the most amazing forum for letting, you know, people that might not otherwise get, although you guys are getting plenty of play, but I just think it's fabulous, and I just want to say
thank you to all of you. This is our YouTube Star Search, so we're going to be highlighting stars from YouTube. And people, if you have your favorite YouTubers, email them to me at max@maxsuji.com. And I love to have them on. I think, you know, these two, Stacey and Robbie, are amazing people and amazing young people with such a strong message and such fantastic energy and vocals and creativity. So I wanted to have them on. So you have a question
for
them,
Cindy? Top of our list.
Yeah. Cindy, what's your question?
Now, my question was, you know, was it scary for you guys to get into this? And did you just do it for fun, and that was your first motivation, and then it just took off for you? Because you sound so natural. It's like there's no stress involved at all. It's fantastic.
Oh, thank you. Well, actually, yeah, it did actually just start from fun. My fiance just decided to put some of our videos up on his YouTube channel, and we've been getting, you know, feedback from
all these people.
Yeah, a lot of, like, people commenting us and saying, you know, great job, we want to hear more. And so I guess it just started from there. We added more of our own music, and yeah, it just grew.
Yeah.
So well, it's basically guys. Fun.
Keep doing it. I want to be downloading it from iTunes soon.
Thank you.
Well, Cindy, you know what? Cindy, just go on YouTube.com, type in Stacey and Robbie. They've got like their own little link. It pulls up too in there in the little search, and play all their songs and email me and let me know what you think of all their songs.
Well, I tell you, just the stuff I've been hearing tonight, I'm just blown away. But thank you. I will do that.
Oh, wow.
And just remember, Max discovered you.
Yeah.
Oh, no,
exactly.
No, thanks, Cindy. Have a great night, Cindy.
Okay. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Bye.
I was thinking, like, what is it? New Year already? Somewhere it is, but I didn't discover
you. Total sidebar, but still on the subject of YouTube. Have you guys seen Ariana, the little girl that dances to Beyonce's Put a Ring on It? Has anyone seen that?
No, we've got to go. No, I've got to see that.
I think I have. It was like during a Thanksgiving party. I think one of my relatives showed me, but I think I have.
It is the most adorable, this girl is like 2 or 3 years old. And she, when I tell you, breaks it down, like you've never seen a toddler dance like this. Yes, break. And she is so adorable. She's following all of Beyonce's moves. You have to go check it out. It's Put a Ring on It featuring Ariana. There's so many hits on her. It's the cutest thing. You have to go.
And you know who my boy is?
Yeah.
My boy is.
Check it out again. I love kids.
Is Mr. Mercado, the one who really started the whole Put a Ring on It. That boy can dance.
Yes, he is dancing.
Right?
Oh, my goodness.
I'll check that out.
We're still talking about it, but that's what YouTube does. You know, YouTube can bring people together.
Yeah, it does.
And if anyone's like, you're trying to figure out how this all happened, it was simple. I went on this search, I found them, and I emailed them, and it took a while to get some responses, and my producers were like, what's going on? I'm like, I promise they exist, because I see them on YouTube. And then you guys emailed me back, and here we are. So the persistence does work. Be persistent.
Mm-hmm. It worked out, yeah. Definitely.
So listen, y'all, it was a pleasure having you on my show tonight.
Yes,
on the Max.
Thank you
and
for having
say
us.
My show, because it's my show with Cherub, because Cherub is going to be my co-host in 2009. Everybody.
I'm here.
So we're going to change the show up. But you guys are more than welcome to come back anytime you want. I say the first time you're a friend, the second time you're a family. So this we're here for you. So if you ever want to come and promote anything that you're doing, anything.
Thank you so much, Max. Absolutely.
But before I let you go, do you guys have any charities that you work with that you want to plug real quick?
Or your churches. Your churches.
I guess I just want to give a shout out to all my friends in YFC in Northern California and in California and wherever else. I mean, thank you for your support, and we all love you.
Yeah, thanks to everybody who's listening, too.
Cool. Do you know if YFC has a – does YFC have a website?
I don't really know if they do.
You Google them if anyone's interested.
Yeah, Google
it. Sure.
And also,
our
little church in Mokita, so St. John.
Robbie, wasn't it your father's birthday in December?
December 21st.
So I know. Say happy birthday to your father.
Happy birthday, Pa.
Again, right?
14.
So, all right, y'all. Well, listen, it's been a blessing to have you on. I loved having you on. It was a fun interview. And, Chairman, I hope we speak to you in the future and release your stuff.
Definitely. We'll keep in contact.
For sure.
Fantastic. Sounds all right, guys. Have a wonderful night.
God bless you guys.
All right. Bye.
Happy New Year.
Thank you. You too.
Happy New Year.
Year,
guys. All right. So before we wrap this show up, good night, y'all. Before we wrap this show up, Cherub, again, I want to tell Eartha Kitt my favorite quote that she said is, the river is constantly turning and bending, and you never know where it's going to go and where you'll wind up. Following the bend in the river and staying on your own path means that you are on the right track. Don't let anyone deter you from that. So with 2009 coming around the corner, big up to Eartha Kitt. Don't be deterred from what you're supposed to do. Follow the bend in your river and be yourself, right? It's who we do best.
Exactly.
Don't you agree?
So, what a beautiful quote.
Isn't that? It's one of my favorite quotes. Now, remember, y'all can go to maxtucci.com for more information about the show. Email me at max@maxtucci.com. Let me know who your favorite YouTubers are. I know I'm going to get cherubs, and I want to know who yours are. So email us and let us know what you guys think, you know, and who you want us to contact and get on the show. And even if they're not on YouTube, even if it's someone you know that sings in the shower in their basement, you know, we call it the YouTube Star Search, but without focus on that, we'll do another one afterwards. We'll call it the Shower Star Search.
The Max Tucci Shower Star Search.
there you go. Last thing in the shower. But it was fun having them on, wasn't it? They're like two cool kids.
They're amazing. They're amazing.
Yeah.
They're going to go far. They have their hearts in the right place, and they're extremely talented. Hard work, that's all they need. They'll get there.
And they're doing it, you know? So Sam is telling me it's time, Cherub. Time is up. This is my last show for 2008. Everybody, when I come to you next, it's going to be 2009. Ring in the new year. Ring it in safely. Don't drink and drive. Sleep over your friend's house. We want to see you in the new year. We want you to hear Cherub and I in the new year. We want you to be safe in the new year. Stay focused. Be blessed. Be inspired. Have an amazing 2009 intro. And say farewell to 2008. This is 2009 is going to be a year that rocks. I've got to wrap it up. Cherub, you got anything quick you want to say?
Nope, nothing but Happy New Year and be blessed. That's it.
Happy New Year, everyone. And remember, Happy New Year. And in 2009, take life to the max. Hey, y'all.
Good night.
You're listening to the Max.
To the Max.
Only on LA Talk Radio.